All right, we're recording, so don't fuck up.
I'm fucking it up. Oh, God. God, Adam.
I'm nervous.
Nice! Yes!
Everybody
yes!
gets snips out now.
Yeah.
Never recorded anything before.
So hydrating.
One of our better intros.
Mm. Oh, hydrating is a good idea.
This one's for the ASMR crowd.
Yeah. Hi, everyone.
You guys wanna play some Pokemon?
Now you have to click. Now you have to click something with your fingernails.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I got a clicky keyboard.
There it is.
Does that pick it up? Yeah.
Yeah.
It picks it up. Doing? I don't know if it's good.
Horrors. No, it's all auditory horrors.
horrible things. All right, another great intro, everyone. Hello, welcome to another episode of the Roaring Trainers, Canto in the Jazz Age. I am your DM, Adam, and of course you know my players, starting with Lindsay.
Hello. It's me, Lindsay. I'm here. And so are you. Thank you, by the way, for doing that.
Robin.
Sup, gamers. Be sure to like and subscribe my podcast, The Roaring Trainers. Play Stella. A really cool Psyduck. He's my best pal.
And joining us tonight is a special guest, Anthony. Welcome.
Ooh, special. Welcome. A special guest. Yay. Hi, thank you for having me. I'm
very, very
playing it cool.
You're here.
I'm playing it cool, like thrilled to be here, honestly. I'm very excited.
The best way to convince someone you're playing it cool is by telling them that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing a good job playing it cool.
I'm honestly killing it right now, but inside.
So I was going to ask you to talk about yourself, but I think I'm going to talk about you instead because Anthony is the DM for the podcast Adventurer Incorporated, which is a D&D podcast. I listen to it. I caught up. I'm on it every week. I'm loving the adventure. Campaign 2, Tessa out there changing the world, trying to do that. I'm a big fan. You should go check it out. Adventure Incorporated, Adventure Inc. On any podcasting app, I'm sure. Twitter, they got a Patreon. I was a guest on one of their Patreon episodes, and it was a lot of fun. I tried to ruin. Robin was too. That's right. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Go check them out. Did I do a good enough job, Anthony?
Yes, adventuringpod.com is also an easy place you can find all of that. So,
there you go.
But yeah,
it was
thank
so
you,
much fun.
That was very kind of you.
What's
I have
Twitter?
Been listening
what's
to the
Twitter?
Show. Oh, Adventure Inc. Pod.
There you go.
At Adventure Inc. Pod.
Go follow them. Go subscribe. Right now.
I've been listening to this show since the second episode of the first campaign, so I am thrilled to be here right now.
Dang. Neato. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Heck. Well, thanks for listening.
Time. You know what I'm saying?
First,
been listening longer than me. Jeez, man.
Jeez. So I think you're our first guest, by the way. So thank you so much. Hopefully, I don't this up, and hopefully, it goes well. So I think I have a question I'm going to ask every guest. So we're going to start with you, Anthony. Who is your favorite character player, and why is it not the other two?
Oh man!
Dang!
Great question.
Just kidding! Don't do question. That! Don't answer that question! I'm
Please
just
don't.
Kidding.
Obviously, my ego couldn't handle it.
Anyways, let's hop into it. But actually, no. Before we do that. Sorry, Anthony. You can go take like a little 5-minute break here. We got a little bit of housekeeping.
I'll be over here.
Yeah,
I'll be over here in the corner. It's fine.
Because you leveled up after the arc finale And we never addressed that or really did it. So why don't we really quick, for Lavinia and Stella, let's go through your level ups, because you're level 3 now. And that some cool stuff happens. Let's start with Lavinia.
Okay. So first things first, my girl got a little hardier, thank God. Because apparently this world is a little more perilous for her than I first imagined. But she's up to 24 hit points
and just,
now.
Just really quick, don't fucking forget it. Anyways, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Except, you know.
Whatever. Except, you know. Yeah, listen, I know. So then, yeah, I also now have a more access to maneuvers.
Yes.
And so I was able to pick a second one. Previously, I had parry, and in addition to that, I now have trip attack, which I thought would be fun. Yeah. I think that's about it for me.
Yeah, level 3 is mainly battle maneuvers, so.
Yeah, so that's cool. Oh, I also get 3 maneuver dice per day or per long rest. I've calculated all of my DCs per Pokemon over here, so I've got that on hand. Now, I guess I could have asked this question before when you asked if there were any questions, but God knows I hate following rules. So if the DC consists of 8 plus your proficiency bonus plus your Pokemon's main stat, and can you just pick whatever for that? Because I did. I made choices.
I think each Pokemon, like, part of the customization of this is you kind of get to choose what main stat you want to, for your Pokemon. So that, like, if you want Green Bean to be a barbarian and you want strength to be like Green Bean's main thing, that's what you got, you know? So,
got it.
Or if it's, you know, if he's going to turn into a caster and it's got to be wisdom, that's what you choose. But, yeah, you get to choose.
Okay, well, if anyone's interested in what those are, I decided that Green Beans was Dex. I figure he's going to be a speedy boy when he you know, realizes his full potential.
Yeah, it's beautiful that's it later. Yeah. Because right now,
come on. If I had a team slogan, it would be playing the long game, all right?
It's like, true. It's true.
I'm in this for the work. I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. So then Benny's his constitution, because I figured that would make sense from his poison affinity. And good old sweet boy Jim is going to be strength.
Jim, that's right. Jim. I keep forgetting about Jim.
I named him Jim.
So, Anthony, you don't know this. You're going to find out. Lavinia has.
I'm so excited to be surprised even here. I'm just, I'm going to hold on. I want to be surprised.
You know what? I'm not going to tell you. Yeah. It's up to Lavinia to show your character. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Just know it's named Jim, and I forgot, and I think it's funny. Jim. I love Jim. Okay. Yeah, all right. Anything else?
I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's about all I got.
All right. Stella, level 3.
Yeah, I now have 29 hit points. And dang. I think I'm going to take... is it riposte? Is that how you pronounce that word? Yeah. So I can hit back if they miss me.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah,
using
that's
your reaction.
That's pretty much all I got.
Kind of a counter. So, cool. That's it. That was an easy one. Okay, cool. Well, now that that's over, y'all ready to have a Pokeball?
Oh, yes. You know it.
Excellent. So, the scene fades up as you're walking down the road a couple hours past Cerulean. Lavinia and Stella and Giovanni. You're just making your way to Saffron with the plan to go to Celadon. And as you're walking down, Giovanni had just stopped and talked about how you did it. You did the tournament. You made it through. You have your license, your full-fledged trainers. And that's when you heard behind you a voice say, and I could just, Do you still have what you did? Because you could redo it right now. Or I could splice in the thing. Because I forgot to up. Wait, no, I do have it. Hold on a second. This is what's cool. Ready?
Your trainers? We'll see about that. Why don't I show you what it looks like when a trainer and their Pokemon really work together? That is what I said. You're right.
What's great is I did it in your voice. That was me. I'm a professional voice actor.
Yeah. You're getting so good with voices, Adam.
Yeah, yeah. So, Stella, Lavinia, and Giovanni turn around, and Anthony, who do they see?
Yeah, you see Shale Martin. He is looks to be about 20. He has shaggy brown hair poking out from underneath a newsboy cap, kind of a raggedy vest he's wearing. But he also has a very determined look in his eye as he sees you. Like he is, he's got the little exclamation mark over his head. You've walked into his eye line and he is ready for a fight. He holds a Pokeball off to the side. And he's like, are we going to do this?
Lavinia just looks back and forth between Stella and Giovanni and is just like, what is this right now? Is this normal?
I don't know. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. You see, like, now that we have license, like, we can, like, just battle other trainers. And if we beat them, we get to take all their money, I think.
Okay, sounds great. So all three of us against the one, or how's this? 1, 2, 3, go. Let's just, okay.
Looking at you, I could probably take you all one at a time. Come on.
All right.
Who's brave enough to step up and put some pokey down?
Okay, fine, let's do it.
Oh, there we go. I was like, no one. Bye.
We just
and thanks a lot, Anthony, for coming on. No, thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Yeah,
Anthony,
it was such a good
Reed,
time
everyone. Thank
hearing you.
You
talk for
such a blast. Yeah, I very much enjoyed it. God, this was a dream come true.
Okay, Stella, you stepping up?
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right, how much are we putting down on this? I've got 7 pokey.
Stella looks at her wallet. And she's like, I'll match it. Puts down 7.
He's like, all right, yeah. Yeah, I've got this. Okay. He's like, so 1-on-1? 1 Pokemon each?
That makes sense, sure.
All right. Go ahead, then.
Okay. So, I think you guys go to the side of the road. You're not in the middle of the fucking road battling.
There's, you know. Sidestep a couple.
I feel like, just, yeah. I feel like in this world, like, these kind of things happen all the time. So, I feel like there are, like, almost like rest stops, you know, like when you're traveling, but they're just for Pokemon battles. Like, this is like a part of the world. It's a part of the culture. This is, it's not weird. Okay. Hey, it's not weird.
Yeah. And I think that's where Shale's been sitting. Like, he's like this. He's literally been waiting to pounce on someone walk by. Oh, yeah.
He is a fucking camper, isn't he? Yeah, so head over. There's a small little battle kind of arena. And, release your Pokemon.
Okay, Shale hefts the ball. He takes a stance, and he throws it forward, and it cracks out. And from the ball comes a Donphan. The gray and black little, like, elephant Pokemon. It, like, whirls up into a ball and then pops out. And yeah, he stands by there, and I say, all right, Sasha, we've got this.
Okay. Hey, Marley, you want to play?
Oh, wow.
Still stone cold.
She is.
Yeah, I think baby. Marley, like, looks up at you and then looks at the, you know, Donovan's like a roly elephant is pretty fucking big. I you know. So, like, little Marley looks at this, you know, big, giant, like, armored elephant and just looks up at you and just goes, ah! And then just waddles out to the to his place on the field. It's like, flip, 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 and looks back at you and then goes, thumbs up.
Psyduck, huh? And then Shale pulls out a little book. He's, like, flipping the pages in his little book. Like, Psyduck, 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 Psyduck. Okay. And he pulls out a little pen. He starts, like, taking notes. And he's like, okay, Sasha, we can do this.
All right. And with that, yep, roll for initiative.
9.
I got 12.
12. I'm not going to lie. I feel very off kilter right now because I don't have to control shit. I don't even know what to do in this situation. Like, I feel like I could just leave and, like, someone text me when the battle's done. This is weird. I was not okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, so with the 12, you go first. Stella, what does Marley do?
Water gun.
Heck yes.
Fair hit, fair hit.
Oh, that's probably not even going to hit. 13.
Miss.
Yeah, so
okay.
Marley, like, just, like, waddles up and just tries to shoot this massive water gun, and I feel like it hits Sasha, but it's, like, Sasha's just really freaking big, and it just doesn't, like, quite phase Sasha at all. And I think Psyduck just, like, cocks his head and says, ah! And then, like, kind of looks back at Stella, and then go ahead, Shale. It's
all right,
your turn.
Sasha, let's hit it with a rollout. So he's like drops down, starts to spin, and fires forward, trying to slam into the Psyduck.
And just fucking obliterates him.
It's a 14.
I forgot to look at its AC. It's 11.
Okay.
Oh, so that hits. Yeah, go ahead and.
All right. So this is. It's only the first one. So it's 7 damage.
Nice.
Okay.
What does this look like when Sasha does her rollout?
Yeah, I think, like, it wraps its trunk around, so, like, it's touching its own back, but from behind, like, underneath. Like, it tucks in, and its little tusks are poking out the side a little bit, and it just spins in like a tire tread off its back to roll across the ground, and it just slams headfirst into Marley, just full force.
Man, Dolphin's so cool. I had to pull up a picture to remind myself, and yeah, it's just a big tire elephant. It's so cool.
Mood.
Yeah, so I think Marley gets knocked over as Dolphin, like, kind of swirls past Marley, striking him, and then starts to, like, curve around again to come for another hit. But you have a moment to call it an attack, Stella.
Okay, cool. Confusion.
Ooh. And so that means Sasha needs to make a wisdom saving throw, I believe.
Yep. Wisdom save. Okay. Oh, 6.
Awesome. On a fail, target takes 2d4. 4.
Okay.
And 3. Wow, I always are really bad when I have to do that. And then
not
if the target fails by 5 or more, you're confused. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead and roll a d4 to see how long Sasha is confused.
No. It's a DC 10 whiz save, and he got a 6.
Yeah.
You have
to fail
by 5 or more.
You see how many turns.
Yeah, I have to fail by 5 or more.
But he's
right?
Not confused. He has to
Someone
fail by
is.
5 or more.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confused. Yeah.
It was super effective on Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Adam, you are confused for 4 rounds.
Hey, yeah.
Sorry, guy.
Robbie, who's editing, go ahead and cut that out, but leave the awkward silence before. Make me sound good, and all these other chuckle fucks need to sound not as cool, okay? Thank you.
Oh, beautiful. Sasha comes back around for another hit. This one is a 21 to hit.
I think
that still hits. and since it's the second hit, there's an extra 2d4 in the, or an extra d4 rather in this. So that's 8 damage.
Okay.
That's great. Yeah, with the second hit, I think Marley is looking dazed and confused. he's got smashed twice by a giant tire. We're cut to the side with Lavinia and Giovanni. What is Lavinia doing?
Lavinia is holding the parasol that she bought in town. And actually, no.
Wait, did you?
Oh, yeah. Remember, she went and bought clothes. And you better fucking believe a parasol is amongst those things. So she's holding that, over her head. Actually, scratch that. No, it is out, but she is making Giovanni hold it over her head. And
yeah, okay.
And she's watching, and she's just like, I need to be able to clap, hold this. And it's just, oh, ghost. Yes, very good. You're killing it.
Marley is very obviously getting fucked up, and you're just like, yes, very good, excellent.
You're doing good, kid.
Yep.
Walk it off. Come on.
Pulls out.
It's like my uncle at my cousin's softball games.
So someone's like, who's winning? He's like, nah, I don't know.
I don't know. Give me another Bush Light.
He was a Corona man, if we're gonna get, you know, granular about it, but
okay. Back to Stella.
Save your Pokemon, yield.
We haven't even left town. I could just take him to the Pokemon Center. He's not gonna die.
Very well then.
All right, you're up, Stella.
Stella, don't give up.
She is a pragmatic person, clearly.
Marley's like,
and
what the
problematic.
Hell?
The video's like, my God, I wish I could be that heartless.
She's not heartless.
I know.
Gosh.
Oh. Water
gun. Right, it is your turn.
Your turn. Yeah,
water gun. Shut up, water gun.
I'm laughing so hard I'm crying, and it's like if it's simple, he's gonna be mad at me. Oh fuck! I got a 20. Oh shit!
Yeah.
Nice.
Sasha.
Nat 20.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Go ahead and start rolling some dice.
Fuck you.
Do you yield?
Damn.
Yep. I deserve that.
For sure, I was going to grab like a 1. God, that's my luck. Do you yield? No. Natural 1. Shit. Okay. What do we do? Oh, do you want to use the crit cards, Adam?
Oh, yeah.
Doubling dice.
Ooh.
It's up to you. You can use a crit card if you want, or you can get all that damage.
I think I want to get all the damage, to be honest.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Especially since it's water gun, it's super effective.
Yep. So, So whatever you get is going to be doubled.
It's quadrupled on this crit.
All right, so I got a 2 and a 4, so 12 total.
So then 24 8. To me?
No.
It's 12 because it's 2d4.
We got max damage, which is 8, and then 6, which would be 14. So it's 28 damage.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So Sasha takes 28 and with the 7 that she already took, right? Yeah.
Yep.
30. Okay.
Oh boy, that was a lot.
Yeah.
And with water gun, you Sasha needs to make a strength saving throw.
Oh, but Sasha will probably pass that.
It's a DC 10.
Yeah, she passed. 24.
I swear to God, though, every time Stella crits, Lavinia's just, she adds fear to her respect for Stella.
But it's always the weirdest moments.
It's always very good, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I deserved that. Fair enough. Sasha, roll out one more time.
No.
So that is a 13.
It hits.
So that's 3d4.
Bye, Marley. Please roll ones.
I did not.
Damn.
It's 11 damage.
Hey, Robin, how's it going over there?
Real sad.
Aww.
Marley goes down.
Yep.
So with that, Stella loses, and Shale, you win.
Stella's gonna run over and pick up her duck and give him big hugs and kisses.
Shale is excitedly writing in his notebook, and then as Sasha rolls over and like pops out of ball form next to him, he just like leans down close to it and like they hug. The trunk goes over his shoulder, and he's like petting down Sasha.
I think stands up, he says, Giovanni. No, go you're the guest. Fuck me. You go.
No, I just talked a lot. It's your turn.
You know this. I'm the DM and I talk too much anyways.
All right. He says, I believe I'm owed some pokey.
Fair and square, I suppose. And she'll give him his 7 pokey. I feel like I just got beat at marbles in an alley.
He's like, anyone else interested? I have 14 pokey I could put up now.
Lavinia just like takes her parasol from Giovanni. She's just like, go on then. And just holds it.
Go on then. I love her so much.
And Giovanni looks at you and goes, oh, Adam did not prepare to fight.
Oh my goodness. Somehow her head doesn't explode when she hears me say that. We don't speak in the name of God.
Giovanni looks over and goes, I'll fight you. Hi, I'm Giovanni. It's nice to meet you. You did a good job back there. Stella, good job, Marley. Here you go. And he throws you a potion for Marley. Out of his he's got the big giant like hiker's backpack, right? He takes it off and it's like 20 minutes of him like pulling out like his clothes were in Ziploc bags. He's like pulling those out. He's got like a little thing with like his toothpaste and stuff. And then finally he finds the potion and hands it to you. And it's another 20 minutes of him, hold on, I just gotta pack this up real quick. You never know when it's gonna rain. And he's, you know.
I love him.
Shale's still writing in his entry. He takes the opportunity to fill out as much information as he can about Psyduck in his little notebook. And he's like, Marley? The name's Marley? He writes that down. Could be important. Okay. That was a very impressive hit.
Thanks. He's a good boy. She gives him like a little pat on his face. Beak. Whatever his bill,
whatever it is,
his big flat nose, little pats.
Good job, everyone. That was fun.
Yay.
That was our first PvP.
Yeah.
Eventually, Giovanni.
Be, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, now we're back to boring old DM versus player. Blah.
It was our first PvP, and nobody got almost KO'd by electrocution.
Yay.
Oh, me. You try to kill your party, your buddy one time, and all of a sudden, you're the bad guy.
Well, that would be a twist.
Huh.
No, shut up. Stop it.
Stella's the big bad.
Takes down notes. All right. Eventually, Giovanni packs up his bag and puts it back on his... He goes, hey, Lavinia, would you hold... Well, never mind. Why am I asking? And just puts it back on and goes up to the side.
She's like just nodding, like, okay, sign. Yep, you got it.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, okay, I'm ready to fight if you are. Frant, what was your name?
He looks you up and down. He says, my name is Shale, and I'm ready to fight as well. What's your name?
Oh, I'm Giovanni. I'm Giovanni.
Okay, Giovanni. He flips to the back of his book and starts writing notes about you as he's looking you over.
What are you writing?
Oh, nothing. He shuts the book.
Was it a good thing? This is about how I'm a big, strong boy.
Stop it!
He pulls out a Pokeball. He's like, let's do this.
Yeah, okay. And go ahead and release your Pokemon.
Whisper, I choose you! And he throws a ball, and a Tangela pops out.
Very nice. And this Tangela pops out and just goes, woo! Because that's what... I'm sorry, that's just what it does.
I think Whisper might be, her nature, she's a little more a little more subdued.
Just like, okay.
Yeah.
Good to know, okay. Mm-hmm. And Giovanni goes, oh, nice. Oh, that's a tank, yeah. We like ran into a hive of those. That was cool. Anyways, and he throws out a Pokeball, and out pops a Blitzel, this zebra looking Pokemon, with some electricity, static electricity kind of arcs around its body, and it just gives a little. And then Giovanni goes.
Quickly flips his book. He's like, I don't have anything on this one. What is that called, Giovanni?
What's that? This guy? It's my buddy. Bob. We are so good at improv. Welcome.
He looks at you. He blinks like three times. He's like, this is my fault. I asked you what is called. I meant, what do other people call his species? Not, I guess, what you call this one.
Oh, yeah. It's a Pokemon. We won it at the tournament.
Okay.
His name's Bob. Bob the Blitzer goes,
I have nothing in here under unknown, so I'll put it there under unknown. Perfect.
Oh, goodness. Oh, man.
Anyways, let's roll for initiative.
Giovanni just yells at that.
Yeah.
Cool.
I got an 8.
And then battle music plays. And everyone
He's
looks
like,
around
what the
very
fuck?
Confused. Yeah. Hello, trainers. It's me, Adam, just popping in with some very quick announcements. First and foremost, thank you so much for listening. We just really appreciate every single one of you. If you really like what we're doing, you can support us over on Patreon, patreon.com/roaringtrainers. We've got some additional audio content. You can sign up for our quarterly care package, and so forth. Again, that's patreon.com/roaringtrainers. If you're looking to get some TRT merch, head on over to Etsy.com/shop/theroaringtrainers and check out our shop. We got some cool stuff on there. I'm looking at it right now. Of course, we got the ever popular bean can koozies. Turn whatever you're drinking into, make it look like a blank label, white label can of beans. One of our more popular items. We got some coasters, keychains, stickers, coffee mugs. We have a rusty nail beer stein, which is amazing. Check that out over on Etsy. And of course, if you want to hang out with us and other fans, check out our Discord. You can get a link to that on our Twitter, our pinned tweet. Our Twitter is @RoaringTrainers. Head over there, check out our pinned tweet, and join in at Discord. Also, you've been listening, you've been hearing Anthony Reed, the DM for the Adventure Incorporated podcast. Just an absolute riot. I don't think I laughed as much as I have in an episode like since this one. Beans. It was such a blessing to have him on. It was so much fun. Go check out Adventure Incorporated podcast. It's a D&D actual play podcast. It's so much fun. I love it. I'm up to date. And I do not think you will be disappointed. Campaign 2 is going strong. And it just, okay, I'm going to let Anthony describe it with this ad. Here you go.
Adventure Incorporated, a D&D actual play podcast. Expansive lore set in a deep fantasy world, thoughtful storytelling, surprising twists, and ridiculous players. Pull up your seat at the table every Monday as the adventure continues. Find out more at AdventureIncPod.com or wherever you find your podcasts.
I got a 9. Yeah, there's a Jigglypuff. Yeah, there's a couple in the tall grass. Bump, 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 bump,
oh,
bump,
get
bump.
It.
They're harmonizing with each other.
Lavinia appreciates the drama.
All right. Well, I got a 9. What did you get?
An 8.
An 8. All right. So Giovanni goes first, and he looks at Bob and goes, "All right, Bob, let's see what you got. Use thunder. No, not thunder. That's a big one. I'm in thunder shock." And does a 12 hit?
No.
Wow. And Bob just like kind of like starts doing that thing where like when like kind of younger horses get excited and they start bucking their back legs. And it like curls its haunches and like shoots an electricity, like a little bolt of electricity, but like he kind of loses control. He's so freaking excited. He's just like, and like lightning kind of starts shooting out of the back of his feet. Like every time he kicks off the ground, a little bolt shoots out. And then Giovanni's like, no, other way. Huh, that's cute. Anyways, it's your turn. And he looks at you.
Oh, that's cute.
Shale says like, all right, Whisper, constrict him. And Whisper like skitters around the ground with the little tendrils like reaching out in front of it as it skitters across the ground.
That's delightfully creepy.
And it gets like up underneath Bob. And then, and then its tendrils like shoot up to try to wrap around Bob in a constrict.
I've seen this anime before.
Oh no.
That's only a 9 to hit.
No, that doesn't hit. I think what happens is Bob is still like bucking around. And just like Whisper can't quite get. Whisper's like it just can't quite get her tendrils around bucking Bob. Bucking Bob! We did it, everyone. So we got there. We got there.
We're going to have to go back and cut Bucking Bob into every other part of this so far.
You Yeah, and I'm not gonna do a good job re-recording since it's like, oh, his name is Bucking Bob. That's all. What are we doing here? This is already off the rails. I love it.
Oh, my chest hurts from laughing all right. so much.
Whose turn is it? It's my turn. All right. And he goes, all right, can you just try it one more time? Thundershock, it's right there. And Bucking Bob is going to try again.
It's right
with
there.
With a 17 to hit.
That one will hit.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Oh, beans. That is...
90 damage.
Nice. 800 damage. It's actually going to be damage.
Six. All right. Great.
9,999 damage.
Now, that is electric damage, and I believe Whisper is resistant, so you only take half.
That's true. That is true. I only take half.
You're welcome. I'm a good DM that I appreciate our guests, and I help them. Oh, really good job. Hold on. I'm not done yet. My name's Giovanni. I'm not done, damn it. He says. While he attacks, he goes, all right, good. While you're there, just do a quick attack. And he's got quick attack, which is a bonus action attack.
Whoa.
Ooh, beans. That definitely hits with a 19.
Yep.
And, oh, dang. Max, 6 damage. Normal damage.
Nice. All right. All right.
And Giovanni's like, yeah, that's the way.
when the first thundershock hits, a bit of like a flash of worry comes across Shale's face. But when the quick attack hits, he's very concerned. And he says, Whisper, dig into the earth, ingrain. And little tendrils come out of Whisper and down into the ground and start pulling nutrients from the earth. So I'm going to heal 4, 5 hit points of damage at the end of my turn. And I have 3 turns of that.
Nice.
2 left. All right.
That's a cool move. Who made that? Oh, it's my turn. All right. That was pretty good. Try a thunder wave. And I need Whisper to make a constitution saving throw.
That is a 16.
Oh, yes. This kind of static electricity comes from Bucking Bob. Yep. he just keeps bucking around. He's like, and just like, you know,
oh my God.
What? I love that. That's the sound too. We're experimenting a lot. We're discovering things about ourselves and our Pokemon, and we're having a good time.
Yeah.
And as he does, like the fur is just gathering this static charge, and it shoots out at Whisper and consumes Whisper, and like you see Shale, Whisper kind of go rigid for a moment, but then shakes out of it and doesn't take effect.
Yeah, it's because he's grounded. He's got those tendrils right in the dirt, you know, just right mm-hmm, into the ground. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Science.
I was taking a drink of water. I almost died. God damn.
We need the more you know.
Yeah.
She was like, Whisper, constrict him. And the little tendrils come out again for Bucking Bob to try and wrap him up. All right. That one I think might hit 19.
Yes, that hits.
So I used one of Whisper's levels to up the damage die on this. And I am an ace trainer who is an expert in grass types. So this is going to deal extra damage from that as well.
Okay.
So how's 10 sound?
Sounds great. Yeah. Yeah, so these vines come up and just constrict around Bucking Bob, and he's like still trying to buck, but this time he's less happy about it, and he's now just like trying to get out of it. He's kind of a little sadder.
He needs to make a DC 10 strength save.
He's just like, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Shale is writing furiously about the outcome of this on this unknown.
Yeah. All right. At the start of my turn, I make a DC 10 strength save. See if I can get out. Nope. I think Bob is just starting to get a little tired. Just like a toddler that has been jumping around a little too much. Just can't do anything. And I think I can't do anything at all.
Right. Great.
Pretty sure. Let me double check that. Yeah.
Grappled.
Wait, can I do stuff on grappled? I don't know.
I think you can still attack. You just can't move.
Still attack. Yeah.
I think. I've never played this game, Dungeons & Dragons, before.
Yeah. I haven't put it into my thing that I made. Let me search it real quick.
Who knows?
Hey, Robbie, go ahead and cut this out where I don't know how to play my old game. And as Bob's, like, riling around, the static electricity again shoots out from Bob and somehow misses. I think it less misses, but I just think, as you said before, Whisper is just completely grounded. It just doesn't even, you see this arcs just go all over. Take a let you go. But nothing happens. It's your turn.
He did heal the full last time, by the way, from the ingrain. But I forgot.
Well, fuck. I mean, good. Cool.
At the beginning of my turn, you take a D6 from the constrain. So that's two more.
Okay.
And... Shale says, Whisper, you know what to do. And a puff of sweet smelling air emanates from Whisper, and it fills the air around Bucking Bob. This gentle, calming scent, like lavender, or something like that.
That was spot on, just, yeah, because it was very good and then really lost it at the end. That's true DMing right there.
Yeah. So there you go. You've got a sweet smell is in the air. You need to make a wisdom saving throw.
All right.
Any Pokemon within 20 feet. So if other Pokemon want to smell this too.
Let's see here. Wisdom. Okay. 15. So I think that passes.
That does pass. You are not sweet scented.
No,
I mean you
it
might be
nice,
sweet scented, but yeah, it was just pleasant. I wanted to make this pleasant for you.
Yeah, thank you. No, I appreciate that.
Put some essential oil on this chloroform.
Yeah, smells really good. Anyways, back to the battle. We're gonna cut over to Lavinia and Stella. You're on the side of the road. What are you guys doing?
I think Lavinia's studying this person and is just kind of watching what he does with every consecutive battle and is just trying to get a good read on his style.
I think Stella's probably also doing the same, but also coddling her little yellow duck.
Excellent. I need one of you to roll a D100.
Oh.
Okay. Which one of
you want to roll one D10 and I'll roll the other D10?
Okay, which one?
you'll be the first digit. I'll be the second digit.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay.
Wait, who's the tens and who's the one?
They're the 10. I'm the one.
Okay, 7. So they,
and I got a 3.
73.
Teamwork.
Okay.
Motherfucking teamwork.
That was the greatest D100 roll I've ever been a part of, and I wasn't really even a part of it. It's just tangentially related.
Okay. Excellent. 73?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Cool. There it is. We haven't done this in a hot fucking minute, but that was that random event table from like episode two that we never rolled on since, because it took 20 episodes to get through Cerulean.
We had stuff to do.
We had stuff to do.
Important stuff.
You two see, as you're just sort of, Lavinia, you're just eyeing up this kid. It's a kid to you, right? Was it anyone under 20 is just a kid to you? Is that what you said a while ago?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's right on the line. He's right on the line.
Yeah.
Same.
And Stella, you're cuddling Marley and watching the fight, and you just notice this little, in between the two of you, just walks out from the grass onto the battlefield here. This little Oddish, just like straight on, just like right into the middle of this battlefield here. But I don't think Giovanni or Shale notice. And I think is it Giovanni's turn? All right, so he's going to try to make a strength saving throw to get out. A 9? No, 9 doesn't do it.
No, does not.
All right, well, just get Bob. You're bucking Bob. Damn it. Like, try to get out. No? Okay, well, try Shaka, I guess. Gosh, dang. Does a 12 hit?
It does not.
Dang. I think Giovanni's like kind of losing his cool. He's like, come on, man, like, let's go. This is embarrassing, even for me.
But he's gonna try to get everyone's attention. Gentlemen,
as you do, a second Oddish walks out, and a third, and you realize there's a small little line of Oddish like coming from the forest and just walking across. Like ducks walking across the road.
Huh. I love them so
much. And it is your turn, Shale.
At the beginning of Shale's turn, because he is still bound, Bob takes 1 point of damage.
Okay.
And Shale says, do you yield? I will release your Pokemon if you yield.
Do I yield? We'll roll a d20. No, I don't. Bob's got this in the bag. Bucking Bob's got this
more.
In the bag. No. Oh, man.
In the bag.
Constrict him some more, Whisper.
I'm sorry. Bob's got this in the bog. Is that how you say it?
In the bog.
Is that a thing?
Everyone
did
calling
I do
me
it?
The fuck
Bob
out?
The Bucking Bog Witch.
Bob.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Someone tell Adam.
I get so
bag.
Much shit about Yeah. Oh, but side note. One, listener.
While we're here.
Because you just reminded me, Anthony. I don't usually first of all, listeners, we have a Discord. If you're not in it, please check it out. Come hang out with us. I was recently in the spoiler chat, and I saw you, Anthony, would just be like, tell Adam it's pronounced, and just would say the Pokemon, like, just spell it out with no phonetic spelling at all, which I thought was just so fucking hilarious. It's a really good joke, and I really appreciated it.
So I've done it 3 times now.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And
the first time someone was like, that doesn't explain it. I was like, yeah, no, I know.
That's,
I know.
That's, no, that's the joke.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so a 19 to hit is what I'm trying to say with Constrict.
Yes, that hits.
Yeah, I figured it might. So that one is 6 damage.
Dang, yeah. Bucking Bob is bucking a lot less. Yeah. And I think with that we see, I think at this point, like, it's hard to not see this line of just like, I think at this point it's about halfway into this battle, and they're like, they go to where Whisper has Bob tangled up, like constricted up, and then they just like start going around the battle and then just go straight across the field, but it's like perfectly straight line, perfect half circle, back into a perfect straight line. And there's probably like, what, like 35 Oddish at this point? Like there's just a ton of them.
Shale's like, this isn't fair. I said one Pokemon versus one Pokemon.
Oh, I think, no, I think you're cheating. I guess, oh, battle's over. Oh, it's a draw. Bob, return. And Giovanni returns Bob. Well, I guess no one won and no one lost. Hey, put her there. And Giovanni walks up and gives Slake with his hand out.
Shale narrows his eyes at you, and he begrudgingly shakes your hand and returns Whisper to his ball. And he's just like, when he returns Whisper to her ball, he's just like speaking to the ball a little bit, like quietly. And then he puts it away.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, that was a pretty good battle. Oh, whoa, that was even matched right to the end there, huh?
I'm not convinced.
Oh, okay. Anyways, I don't know.
How did this happen?
I don't know. Lavinia, what's going on? Where did they come from? Where did they go? Where did they come from? Cotton Eye Joe. Damn it. Sorry. This is getting chaotic as hell. I love it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they just started walking out of the grass. I'm not really sure what's going on. She's going to, like, pick up her book, I guess, out of her bag and try to flip to the page on Oddish to see if this has any insights about what this might be about.
Yeah, go. I always forget you have this book. And
it may or may not have the information, but...
Yeah. Should we roll for it? Yeah, let's roll for it.
Sure.
This is D&D or something, right?
Yeah, that's one thing that it is.
Game with dice where we
like
use poke our knowledge? Imaginations.
Yeah, maybe. Poke knowledge?
I'll give you an advantage on a poke knowledge check because you're using the book.
Cool. Well, it's a 10.
With advantage?
Yeah, I rolled a 5 and a 9.
What?
Oh, okay.
So that's my mood tonight. That's the energy I'm bringing.
Should have fought her.
She was just like, you're next. There's a lot of stuff in the Pokedex, like average like weight, height, some average moves, where they tend to live. There's a couple tidbits you get from that. One, they're mostly nocturnal. So like that right off the bat, it's like midday. Sunny out, bright out, and there's just a bunch of them moving, so that's strange. And yeah, I think with the 10, that's like the biggest thing that you get. You do notice it does mention that they'll wander while they're moving. Supposedly at night, it says at night they'll wander around to like scout out the area, but they'll travel in groups when they're on the lookout for a new home or if they're if their hive is disrupted.
Lavinia, you look up from your book and Shale is right in front of you with his book.
Dear Lord, hello.
You have one too?
Yes.
We should compare notes.
Sure. Yours is, wow, heavily annotated. You've been really working at it, haven't you?
Oh, it was blank. I don't, these are just things I've collected.
Oh, I see. Well, here, by all means, I think there's a page on Bob in here somewhere if you want to take a look at it.
Yeah, he just, like, takes it and sits, like, just in the dirt right at your feet. Just like...
A gentleman and a scholar. We love to see it. What do you all suppose this whole procession is about? I saw in the book that it's possible that their previous home could have been disrupted. I don't know. It's odd that they're out in the daylight.
Oddish.
Oh, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is where we're going to end the session today. On that note, thank you so much for coming. Thank you, Anthony.
You ever walk around in your garden and you're and a spider web just takes you full in the face. That's just what happened.
That's what that was. Thank you. And we will see you on the next episode of the Roaring Trainers. Can't do in the jazz age.
Forever and ever.
Goodbye.